Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here that came from our old pal, Logan.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Ben and Nathan, former teacher Logan checking in with a quote from my criminal law textbook. Do we know where Logan went to school? I can't remember.
Harvard.
Okay, so this is a Harvard 1L sharing with us his lovely casebook reading. I remember getting asked how relevant the test was to law school all the time. Below is a good example. Hope everything is going well over there, exclamation point. So here we have a picture from his book. It looks like a criminal law book. This is oddly taking me back to law school where you're reading these cases from the early 1900s. But in any case, he highlighted this one passage and it says, this has to do with criminal law. All that can be definitely gathered from the authorities is that to constitute a criminal attempt, the first step along the way of criminal intent is not necessarily sufficient, and the final step is not necessarily required. Okay, that's common law school reading for you. What is this trying to say here, do you think?
Okay, so this is a judge who is reading the authorities. Those authorities are citations from, and that's what had preceded in the chapter or in this opinion. This is really the conclusion of the argument. So the judge had gone through all of these previous court cases. Here's what they held. Here's what they held. Here's what they held. All I can definitely gather, the judge says, all that I can get from the authorities is that to constitute a criminal attempt. So in other words, I guess that's what we're arguing about here is there a criminal attempt?
Yes. Yep.
And apparently there are steps of criminal intent.
A criminal attempt, right? So to...
Oh, sorry. Criminal attempt. And then it shifts to intent. Sorry.
Yeah. So intent is an element of the attempt. Yep. Okay.
Got it. Okay. So the first step along the way of criminal intent is not necessarily sufficient. So what the judge is saying there necessarily means it has to be, that you got to have it.
Yep.
And sufficient means enough. So the judge is saying that I'm not sure that it's sufficient. Not necessarily sufficient.
It might be, but it's not necessarily, as far as I can tell. So the first step along the way of a criminal intent is not necessarily enough.
And the final step along the way of criminal intent, whatever that is, is not necessarily required. So the judge is saying that the first step isn't sufficient and the second step, or it isn't necessarily sufficient. I guess it could be sufficient, but we're not sure.
We don't know.
The judge is saying it's not automatic. It's not like the first step isn't you're not a shoe-in on the first step. And on the final step, you might not even need it at all.
But it might be.
It's not necessarily required. So there's a possibility that you don't need it, but it also could be required. I just don't know for sure that it's required. And the judge is essentially saying, I don't know shit. The first step, I don't think it's sufficient. I don't know if it's sufficient. The second step, I don't know if it's required.
Yeah.
It's a very uncertain holding.
Look at the next two sentences. Maybe it will.
The dividing line between preparation and attempt is to be found somewhere between these two extremes, semicolon. But as to the method by which it is to be determined, the authorities give no clear guidance. The line between preparation and attempt.
So when you start intending to do a crime and when you finally execute the crime, the final step, maybe the final step is actually doing it, is not necessarily required. I guess in some cases, maybe you can hold someone guilty for something that they didn't actually do if they got really close to doing it. Interesting. But we don't know. It's not necessarily required. Maybe it is required. The judge is like, all previous cases have told me shit.
Yeah, essentially that's what this is. It's just like, I can't really decide. The authorities are mixed. We just don't really know. Thank you, Logan, for forwarding this in. Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy studies.
Yeah. Yeah, we do see the words necessary and sufficient on the LSAT all the time. Not necessarily this convoluted, but that's the thing. Law school is just going one step further.
I mean, we could also like give easy definitions of sufficient, necessary.
Yep.
I like your ticket to the party analogy. I think I got that from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it costs $10 to go to the party.
Yep, exactly.
If I have $1 in my pocket, is that enough?
No.
So it's not sufficient.
Not good enough. Yep.
But do I have to have at least $1 in my pocket if I'm going to go to the party?
You do.
Because I can't have 10 if I don't have one.
Yep.
So it is necessary that I have $1 in my pocket. It's not enough. It's not sufficient, but it has to be true. It's necessary.
Yep.
Or else I can't go to the party. $100, on the other hand, is more than enough. It's clearly sufficient. I can go to the party if I want. But I don't have to have $100 to go to the party.
Yep. You only need 10.
So 100 would be sufficient. It's enough, but it's not necessary. I don't have to have that much.
Exactly.
And then the intersection of those two, it happens in this example at exactly $10. Exactly $10 is both sufficient and necessary, because it's sufficient because it's enough to get you in, and it's necessary because if you don't have 10, you're not going.
Yep.
11 would not be necessary. 10 is.
Yeah.
9 would not be enough. It would not be sufficient. 10 is. But you can have assumptions that are both sufficient and necessary at the same time. I love that example. And that's really all we're actually talking about here.
That's it. And you know, it's funny because people will cross out the correct answer in sufficient assumption questions because they say, hey, this is way too strong. I didn't need $100. And it's like, yeah, but that's not what the question's asking. It's just asking for something.
$100 is enough.
Yep. And if it is, who cares if there's extra left in your pocket? It got you into the party. That's good enough. Cool. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.